All right, welcome to the Real Talk with Tanya White show tonight as we are talking about love matters, and we have the A-Team on who just birthed their book, baby, just when I thought, when God chooses, no one loses, and they are the A-Team because they are Alan and Angie Stewart, but also because they are anointed, accountable, and appointed by God to do exactly what he has called them to do in this season. So welcome to the Real Talk with Tanya White show. A-Team, how are you?
We are great.
Hey, Tanya.
Hey.
Excited.
Excited. Listen, I just left y'all presence.
Yes, you did.
And delivered the book, baby. How does it feel to hold it in your hand and just look at it?
Unbelievable.
I'm still marveling and crying and marveling and crying.
Yes, and this is it's just something to go from concept to the hard copy, and then now the real work begins. The mystery of it. So tell us, first of all, tell us who you are briefly and how we got to this point to hold a book baby in our hand. And Alan, you can start and then Angie.
Okay. Well, my name is Alan Stewart. As I always say, I'm the male part of the 18. And birthing this book was, I never saw this coming. I never saw it coming. Tanya, you're probably more responsible for that than anything. I knew we had a story, Angie and I. But I thought it was just our story. I never thought anybody would be interested in it and that it would be a blessing as to many people as it has been already before we even released the book.
Yes.
So I thank God for it, and it's truly been a humbling experience, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, humble is the word. I wish humble started with an A because that embodies exactly who you are.
Yes.
Miss Angie?
Yes, sweetie. Hello.
Hello. Tell our audience who you are.
I am Angie Stewart, now a published author, all praises to God.
Yes, yes.
A mother, a grandmother, a sister in Christ, an intercessor. Mm-hmm. Whatever you need me to be, I'll be that as long as it's in Jesus' name, Tanya.
Yes, yes. How do you feel holding your book, baby, Miss Angie?
It's unbelievable. We've just marveled and we've just thought about what if we hadn't been obedient to the Lord. There's that topic again.
Yes.
What if we hadn't been obedient and did what the Lord had charged us to do? Not only would we not be blessed to be able to look at this, but just think about the people who God has appointed for us to meet that we wouldn't even have met because of our disobedience.
Yes, yes, yes. So if you just joined Real Talk with Tanya White, we are talking to the A-Team, Alan and Angie Stewart. They have just birthed their book, baby, Just When I Thought, When God Chooses, No One Loses. This is the first of many books you are here and see from the A-Team. So let's tell us, I love what you said, what if we hadn't been obedient, not only to write the book, but tell us how you even came together, because that is the miraculous part of in the allness of how God will move earth and heaven to do exactly what he wants to do. So tell us how you came to meet, because I love that story.
I'll start, Tanya. It was a morning in May. I got to work, got my crew working, went to sit down and have some devotional time with the Lord, and he asked me a question. He says, what do you want in a husband? Mm-hmm. And I laughed because I didn't know I was looking for one, hadn't even thought of one. Like I say in the book, I was engaged to an individual who had passed away, and so I really wasn't looking for a spouse, but I heard the Lord, and I answered I wrote down the seven things that he asked, and then he told me, right after I was obedient in writing, he said, go see Obama, mm-hmm. and so after I searched for about an hour, calling my prayer partner, she told me that Obama was coming to Louisville that day, and that was kind of scary. Because I went through the whole day until 4 o'clock leaving, wondering what was Obama going to say that was going to change my life individually, because I know the Lord had told me to go. And while I was there, we were sitting, and it was crazy, Tanya, because everywhere me and Sister Pittman would sit, they would come and move us. Mm. And so God was even orchestrating where we sat at that time, because we ended up sitting behind two ladies, and we were marveling at this lady's beautiful shirt, which ended up being my husband's mother, mm-hmm. but he had yet to sit next to me. So it's just amazing how God just orchestrates and does things so well, but it's still a lot required of us, and that's where we mess up.
Yes.
We don't listen when he talks to us, you know.
Yes, yes. Brother Allen, what was going on that day, May 12, 2008, for you?
You know, it's crazy, Tanya, because that day was a rough day for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was really a rough day. That was my first full day in Louisville, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I had moved there that evening before that from Birmingham, Alabama, leaving a marriage that I had no intentions on leaving. I was at work a few days before that and got the call that I couldn't come home anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This was called from the police that I'd been abusing my family and all this and all that.
Wow.
And my whole world just came to an end, Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
This was after I decided to really do good in a relationship. And I was broken. And the drive here, that little four-hour drive here was a tough drive.
Wow.
So the next morning, the day that I met Angie, I got up determined that I was going to go find a job, find a church home that week, and just live my life for God. I'd already made a vow to him that I didn't want anybody else. I didn't want to do anything else. And I felt like all the things that I had done in the past, it came back to gang up on me at one time. And here I was living in a hotel when everything I owned was in the back of a truck.
Yeah.
And I said, Lord, has my life come to this? Have I really just strayed this far away from you?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if you get me out of this mess right here, I'll live for you. I'll do whatever it is you want me to do. And I meant that with every fiber in my body,
right.
Tanya.
Right.
And after searching all day for a job and didn't find one, I went by my mother's house because she lived in Louisville as well as my brother, whom I moved in with to live in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And she's asking, would I take her to go see President Obama? He wasn't president then. He was just running for president. And I was like, Mom, I'm really not in the mood to go and be around all those people. And she talked me into it eventually. And when they went there and they sat down in the seat in front of Angie, I came after them because I had to go park the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat right beside Angie. Didn't know who she was. Wasn't paying her any attention. I was talking to my mom. And Angie turned around and hit my leg.
Mm-hmm.
And when she turned around and said, oh, I'm sorry. I don't want his wife to get mad or anything. I guess she thought the woman sitting next to me was my wife, but she wasn't. I didn't know her. And my mother turns around from sitting in front of me and just bursts out, oh, he's not married. He's not married at all. And I'm like, Mom, will you be quiet? I'm not married. I'm not trying to be married either
right.
anymore. Because I had made this vow to God. And as the book is going to tell you, the remarkable chain of events from that day of our meeting,
yes. We
really have never been apart.
Wow.
And it was some more things that had to happen for us to meet too, Tanya. It was just unbelievable. It was all the God's divine plan, but to me, I never saw it coming.
Yes, and that is because if y'all had seen it coming, you know, the self-sabotage, because both, if you read in the book, y'all have to get the book, audience, you would know that both of y'all were at a place of brokenness, and you was trying to seek the Lord, you was trying to rebuild your life, and you both say you had no intentions of trying to date or get a companion or anything. But that just shows how God is God and he's sovereign. He will break everything up in your life to rebuild exactly what he wants your life to look like for his glory. Because you all, one of the chapters is in here called Predestined Partnership. Your partnership was destined from the foundations of the world. And
yeah, it was. It really was.
Yes, yes. And God moved, like you said, if you hadn't, each one of you hadn't been obedient individually, you broke it. You didn't. Both of y'all didn't want to go. Sister Angie, you said that y'all was being moved around different places, and I know how it is in a crowded venue where you didn't want to be being moved. That could be annoying, and you know we can get in our flesh sometimes. And be like, you know what? I'm about to leave. But I love the way God stuck it out, stuck you all two together. And like you said, I love the fact that you said you've never been apart since that day. Yes, awesome. Real Talk with Tanya White. If you just joined us, we're talking to the A-Team. They just birthed their book, baby, Just When I Thought. When God Chooses, No One Loses. Now, Brother Allen, in this book, you say that everything that you own was in your truck.
Yes.
God blessed you to sit next to Angie. And you have to read the book to even see what else happened in there, how God brought y'all together. But after you came to the realization, this is a God move. As a man, you're broken, you're broke, you're bruised. How did you push through to even to even continue to say, okay, Lord, we're going to develop a friendship. I know this is the woman that you brought in my life. How did you push through as a man, knowing that you're trying to rebuild your life and you're in a state of brokenness? And as a man, you know, most of the time men, you know, you have to have everything together because you are the provider. How did you push through to continue to be obedient to the Lord?
Tanya, truthfully, I did it one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
There was no chemistry number that you can do to type in and it comes out right. Mm-hmm. It was one day at a time. But I'll tell you this, Tanya. It helped having somebody else on the other side of me that feared God and was going to obey God just like I was.
Y'all hear that? Say that again, Brother Allen. Say that again.
I said it helped having somebody on the other side of me that feared God and that obeyed him just like I was planning on doing. Because had we been unevenly yoked, we probably wouldn't be together.
Right.
If I had been the way I used to be, we definitely wouldn't have been together.
Mm-hmm.
Or if
mm-hmm.
she had been somebody different. Mm-hmm. You know, the like minds came together. It had to be God to do it because neither one of us wanted anybody else. Tanya, I not only was I not looking, I didn't want anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I had no desire whatsoever to be with anybody else. I wanted to get my life together. And that's exactly what I planned on doing. And the only way I was able to even see the light was so totally surrendering to God.
Amen.
And when I gave up, I thought it was going to be a long time before I was able to do anything or this and that, or maybe I was going to wallow in my pity. I don't know what I was going to do. But when I gave it in to God, it seemed like he moved the very next day.
Mm-hmm.
The very next day. I'm talking about 24 hours.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, Tanya, by him sending me Angie, it helped me get over the hurt that I was going through because I was devastated. I was to the point, Tanya, of taking my own life.
Wow.
That's how hurt I was. And when I met Angie, and I said, the first thing I said was, here I go again. But the Lord said different because he said, this is not anything you've ever had before.
Wow.
And I don't know if I'm supposed to give all the information, but when she came to me with her ideas, and I told her my ideas were the exact same thing, it's been a blessing ever since then.
Amen. Yes. And it goes back. You have to get the book to understand what they're talking about the surrender to God. Both of y'all surrendered before y'all even met. So y'all was in a place of total surrender to God. And that's what I want my audience to remember. And it's just not being surrendered to get something from God. Because y'all wasn't trying to get nothing but God.
Trying to get anything.
Right. Not at all.
And
not knowing
that you all's partnership, y'all marriage, was something that he already had in the works, and he blinded y'all to the blessing that he was doing because he had to put you in a place where, okay, I want you to seek me. And couples, singles, married people, if you're listening, you have to seek the Lord. You have to totally surrender to everything. And I love what you said, Brother Allen. Had both of y'all been different people, y'all wouldn't have been together. Because one thing, it's stressful enough being in an equally yoked relationship. Let's say that, because life brings stresses. But when you're unequally yoked, the insecurities, the frustrations, just the conviction that God gives you, all that weighs on your heart, and then you displace it in the relationship. So being equally yoked like you were, you and Sister Angie were, is definitely how what your subtitle says, when God chooses, no one loses.
That's a powerful statement.
No one loses because through your union and y'all's testimony, people have been watching and learning and really being restored and healed and delivered by you all's marriage, your togetherness. And you guys, I know them. I love them. And when you see them, they are authentically in love with each other, and they respect one another, both in private settings and in public settings. You'll be like, okay, who is Brother Allen looking at? Who? And he's looking at Sister Angie because he loves that woman. He loves that woman, honey. He'll tell you what you say. You tell everybody she's beautiful. And so Sister Angie, from your perspective. And as a woman, we are all groomed from birth, I think, the womb, to think about our husband, I think about our wedding, and we're not even groomed to think about what type of wife we're going to be, but we're all to think about the relationship in a superficial way. How did you change? Because you said, you had just lost a fiance. Alan came in your life. You knew this was a godsend. What did you have to do as a woman to, cleanse your mind from all the disappointment to see Alan as a godsent man who was not like the other men in your past?
One thing, Tanya, is what really helped me was that I knew that God spoke to me that day. I knew that he sent me, because what Alan didn't tell was that he didn't ask me for my phone number. I went to the ladies' room, and he stood up like a gentleman and let me out, and he's looking at me, and I'm rolling my eyes at him, and, I don't know what this person looking at, what have you, but when it was time to leave, Alan dropped his telephone. I went to him, and I just blurted out my phone number. Real angrily, hatefully, I just blurted it out, gave him my number. He dropped his phone, and so when God actually, our first date was to Bible study, and so because I knew it was God, I had to let it all go. Mm-hmm. And see, a lot of times I think us as women, and maybe men do this too, I'm not sure, we think that there's a Harry. We think that we've got to, if this man comes, we have to date him because, our clock is ticking, our time is winding out. But what the Lord showed me was that he's a restorer of all things.
Yes.
And so he restored the time as if I never lost any time. Mm-hmm. The grief that I was even feeling for Greg's loss, it just dissipated.
Mm-hmm.
It was no disrespect to him or any disrespect to Alan, but it all dissipated. I just could not carry the extra baggage into a new relationship. And even when I got a little arrogant and a little cocky within myself and thought that this man had some issues,
mm-hmm.
and that I wasn't ready to deal with, the Lord reminded me that I had some issues too.
Amen.
And the only difference was that my issues weren't Alan's issues and his weren't mine, mm-hmm. and that I could miss what he was doing if I wanted to, because sometimes, even though I knew that God brought him, I was still looking for a reason to sabotage the relationship because I could not believe, okay, what is it? It's been 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So now the enemy is saying 2 years and he still haven't touched you. And,
mm-hmm.
We had agreed to do it God's way.
Right.
So I was willing to sabotage it if I had to listen to the voice of the demonic force instead of listening to the words of God. And I chose to not buy the lies of the enemy and listen to what the Lord has said.
Amen. Amen. If you just joined Real Talk with Tanya White, we're talking to the A-Team. I love them. Just when I thought their book just, they have birthed a book baby.
Yes.
Get it. PayPal.me/Alan Stewart Jr. We're going to post it in the, on the website and everything. So as we close, I'm just excited as both
yes.
of you are because, I'm going to read the book like I've never read it before.
Me too,
what is it that you want readers who buy this book, because you're going to buy it, you guys. Don't get nobody say, let me buy. No, you got to get your own. $15. You got $15 to invest in yourself. What do you want readers to take away as they're reading through the pages of this, just I call it a breakthrough in a book, because you're going to have a lot of breakthroughs. What do you want people to leave as they close the book to Just When I Thought? Angie, you want to start, and Alan, you
can. Yeah, I'm going to start, and I'm going to go with what we all have already gone with, and that is by the end of this book, Alan and I would like for people to understand that God does desire healthy marriages, but not only healthy marriages, because this book is for a single and those people that are in between and they're maybe dating and want to be married, but that it's God, if we allow God to handpick our mates, we can't go wrong. We want them to glean of the fresh revelations of Genesis 2 and 18 that says, now the Lord God said, it is not good,
mm-hmm.
beneficial for man to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
I will make him a helper, one who balances him, a counterpart who is suitable and complementary toward him, for him. and this was in the Amplified version. So mm-hmm. I just want them to understand when they do it God's way, you cannot go wrong. You won't go wrong. And God will honor your faithfulness, and he'll honor your obedience. And this book is just a part of him honoring us by allowing us to write it. And if we bless one person with this book, Tanya, then our living and our charge was not in vain.
Yes, yes, yes. Brother Allen.
Well, if I had to leave something with somebody, and I know yesterday, another interview we did, I said it's never too late. But I would like to also interject this, that it does it, that God is able to do way beyond what we comprehend. Mm-hmm. And we may think we have gone too far, done too much, we don't deserve a spouse, you know, nobody deserves to be putting up with this. But God can change anybody.
Yes.
And he does require certain things for us to have the marriage that he wants. The reason why the divorce rate is so high is because these marriages aren't put together by God.
Mm.
You know, he marriage is something constituted by God that we agree in front of God that we're going to do, you know. A lot of us don't look at those vows before we say them. We just say them out of habit, but we make this vow before God. And he honors marriages. And I'm a living example, and I don't know, I'm not the only one, but maybe it's not talked about too much. You don't have to cheat on your wife.
Right.
You don't have to cheat on your husband. You don't have to be in abusive relationships.
Mm-mm.
You know, we end up this way a lot of the time because we put ourselves in situations like that. Not all the time, but sometimes if we just wait on God,
yes.
If we just wait on the Lord, you know, Scripture tells us to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Don't be down with you walking around with your head down while you're waiting, but hold your head up and know that God is going to do just what he said he would do. And he'll do it. He will do it. I promise you he'll do it. That's what this book is about. It teaches you how we step out of the will of God and how to get back into the will and how to have that good, successful relationship. Because first you got to have it with God.
You
got to
have it
with God first.
Yes.
Point blank, period. If you're trying to do anything without having a relationship with God, it's not going to last. A-Team, you know I love you. I'm excited about this book. All the places and the hands they're going to be in. Tell them how they can book you. Listen, you've heard it. You've heard the anointing on both of them. So imagine how powerful it is going to be when you book them. For your next event, you can book them as a couple. You can book them separately. You can book them together and divvy it out. However, you need to get them to your place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell them how people can stay in contact with you on social media and book you for their next event.
Yes, it's easy to reach us. You can go to our email. Send us an email, the182019indiana@gmail.com. It's just simply the 18, and we had to put the IN in there because there was a bunch of 18s.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the 18-2019 in Indiana @gmail.com. You can go on the link, the PayPal link that you just mentioned, paypal.me/Alan Stewart Jr. to purchase the book. If you want to give us a call, you can do that. Our number is public. Mine is 260-636-9011. Angie's 812-557-4348. Even if you just need to talk, if you're in a relationship and you don't exactly know what to do with it. We're here for that, too.
And, Tanya, we can always reach out to you. You are our daughter, sister, friend for life, and we give all glory to God. But then second to God, we just give all glory. We give praise and thanks and love and care. We couldn't tell you enough how much you mean to us.
Oh, Lord, y'all know I love y'all. And, yes, I'm going to be y'all cheerleader. So if y'all can't get I don't remember any of these numbers, contact me, and I will connect you all with the A-Team. A-Team, I love you. Thank you for being on Real Talk. I know this ain't your
first.
It's going to be the last time because Alan's going to be back in 2 weeks, and he's going to do
it. Manversations.
Yes, for Manversations. He's going to talk about two men, four men. Man, it's going to be hot. And then Angie's going to be in with us in May to have some girlfriends talk. Oh, I'm just loving it. So, thank you, A-Team, and connect with them, and we will talk to you later.
All right. Love you. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.